We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? Oh, what's going on here? Welcome to Six Man Show Post Game Live, presented by Rock'em. Magic lose 125-113 in Philadelphia to the 76ers. And the our playoff berth will come down to Sunday against the Milwaukee Bucks. It's a little more complicated than that statement, but as much as you'd love to see a win tonight, which would have clinched the playoffs for the Magic, it just did not happen. But I do feel like this is a game we can build off of, you know, going forward, depending on the playoffs, play-in, whatever might come our way here in the next several days. I thought tonight was a much better effort, and we get to talk all about that. So welcome to the show. This is a Six-Man Show Post-Game Live. It's presented by Rock'em. Rock'em is the world's largest sock store. They make socks for some of your favorite teams like our beloved Orlando Magic, but also NFL, NHL, college teams as well. They also do non-sports things like Disney, Marvel, Harry Potter, really fun, creative socks and underwear for you, maybe for loved ones. If you're looking for gift ideas, you can definitely check them out at rock'em.com. We just ask that you use that code, MAGIC20, because it'll get you 20% off your order at rock'em.com all Magic season long. How much longer is in the Magic's season? You know, it's a bit of a mystery. We thought we had a lot of time. And now? We'll see. We'll see. Chat, how are we doing tonight? That was a tough one. Kind of tough. Luis Rosario says, can't trade threes for twos and expect to get a win. Yeah. The story of the game, undoubtedly. Thank you for that super chat, by the way. But undoubtedly, the differential in three-pointers. Magic make 8 threes. Philadelphia makes 18. That is 30 points. They were a plus 30 from behind the three-point line were the Sixers in a game that you lose by 12. There were a lot of reasons the Magic lost this game, but I mean, you have to start there. I mean, but unfortunately, or maybe it's fortunately at this point, us Magic fans, we're used to it, you know? And so it doesn't really hurt as bad because we are used to that. But it hurts really bad on a night like tonight where you win and you're in, and now you no longer control your own destiny. If you guys see me look down in this corner, it's because I am watching the Cavs-Pacers game, which has a gigantic implication on the Magic's season and playoff hopes. Cavs currently up by 5 with just over 5 minutes to go and make that 3. They're up 3. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that. And basically, we are rooting for Cleveland at this point, which kind of stinks because I like Indiana. But at this point, you have to root for Cleveland in this game. If Cleveland wins and you beat the Bucks on Sunday, you're in the playoffs without going to the play-in. But we'll keep an eye on that. All right, guys, let's take a look at the rest of the chat. You guys were very active before the game was over. I see that. I will hit this. Ascension says the refs were horrible for us tonight. The refs were awful. Awful. It was so frustrating in that first half that they were calling everything on Embiid. Every tiny little touch and bump. And then you come to the other end. And like Powell gets raked across the arm, no call. The most egregious call of the night for me was the what should have been an and one for Jalen Suggs. They called a foul on the floor, which was ridiculous. An awful call. Awful call. And instead of it being two plus, you know, potential for a 3-point play. Jalen misses both free throws. So you come away from that possession empty handed. We'll talk about free throws too, because the Magic missed a ton of those, but man. Nathan Rivera says, yeah, I'm tired of Powell losing the ball every time he goes up and then looks at the ref for a foul. Yes, I agree. He does it a lot. When things aren't going his way, he tends to do it a lot. There was one time tonight where I did not blame him, and it was that play I just mentioned where he got raked across the arm. I mean, just a blatant missed call. And I don't have a problem with him going at the rest for that one. But for all the other ones where he just loses the ball or gets poked away or it's marginal contact, he's just, yeah. Lots of comments about the refs here. Axis says, go Cavs. Absolutely, 100%. Here's what I'll say before I look at the rest of the chat. Like, the Magic could have given up many times in this game, right? I mean, Cavs could take like a 15-point lead or 13-point lead. I'm watching the Cavs. Forgive me. The Sixers took like a 15-point, 13-point lead, something like that in the first quarter. I think it was 13. They fought back in the second quarter, made it close, and then got really close at the end of the second quarter, got it down to two before, again, you turn the ball over, and then the refs make a horrible call on Joe Ingles, which we don't challenge, which I don't understand. Then Jalen Suggs gets hit with a soft tee, and then all of a sudden you're down seven going into the half. But then the Magic just kept fighting, even in the fourth quarter when you got down pretty big, you know, you got it close, then Maxey went on that 7-0 run himself, got it to 14, you come right back and get it down. Yes. Oh, gosh, I gotta focus here. Cavs just hit a big three to go up six with 3 minutes to go. All right, I just want to say, I'm proud of how this team fought tonight. I can't sit here and be angry at the three-point differential, because that is how this team was built. If you want to be angry about the three-point differential, you can talk to Jeff Weltman, which I think is valid. I think it's a valid criticism. It's been a criticism of this team for over 2 years now. If you want to get mad at that, you can get mad at Jeff Weltman. I don't think there's anyone on this team that we can be mad at tonight. I think the effort was there. Did they get? Did they lose moments of this game to a what I think on paper is a better team? I mean, Philadelphia is obviously a better team, but I also think they're a more experienced team. Did they get beaten moments? Absolutely. But they gave 100% effort, and against most teams, I think they win that game tonight. Philly also shot the mess out of the ball. I know a lot were open, but whatever. Ty says, how long has it been since we heard this song? Oh, it's been 5 going on 6 days, brother. Sunday night. Luke B says, tough loss, but big picture, Suggs looks so good. The self-creation, the finishing, the defense, the shooting, he has been showing it all 100%. Jalen has been awesome. Shahin says, pain. Drinks up. And then Michael Martin says, we need a top-tier shot-making PG like Pronto. Dude, how crazy is Tyrese Maxey, man? How crazy is that guy? Can you imagine a guy like that on the Magic? What a, like, pressure release that guy is, right? Like, just when you're feeling pressure, a guy can either just go 100 miles at you off the dribble and get to the rim, or just shoot it from wherever, and it's probably going in. It's kind of crazy. Brian G says, it's over, guys. And I want to address this, because right now, it's true. We do not control our own destiny, right? We can go out and beat the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday. Doesn't matter if other results don't go our way. But here's what I do know, guys. The Magic are, let's say we don't make the playoffs. Brian, you might be right. That part might be over, but the season is not over, right? At worst, the Magic are going to play Tuesday in the 7-8 play-in game. And there's a very, very good chance they host that game. So what happens if you win that game? You play the 2-seed Milwaukee Bucks, who, on paper, should they beat you? 100%. They just killed us on Wednesday. You play them again Sunday. Have they looked very beatable over the last 2 weeks? Yes, they have. So while I say it feels over as far as the playoff hopes go, the season's not over, right? That's the cool part about this. Like, again, we're so far ahead of schedule. The fact that we're complaining about falling apart this week and missing out on jumping right into the playoffs is wild, right? Because we're just that far ahead of schedule. But that's, again, back in October, we would have been begging for this. A chance to win on Sunday and go to the playoffs and avoid the play-in? That would have been a dream in October. And so I'm feeling good about it. No, that's not true. Let me back up. That's an overstatement. I'm not feeling good about it. I'm at peace right now, more than I expected, mainly because I'm very happy with how this team played tonight. I really am. Wasn't perfect. No. But it looked like closer to Magic basketball than we've seen since last Sunday. Janine says, proud of their effort tonight. That looked, oh, just like I said, that looked more like Magic basketball. Absolutely. Mark Edwards says, Hornets 124, Rockets 118, Bucks 117, Sixers 125. Four of the last five have not been a defensive team, all blowouts. Yes. Yes. The Hornets won, awful. Rockets won, really bad. Bucks won, not great. I know we gave 125 tonight, but I think they scored 12 points in the last 2 minutes when the game was over, right? Like, 113 against this Sixers team with Embiid, who ended up playing. He only missed a minute when he was injured, by the way. Don't act like he missed a bunch of time because of that injury. He played a lot, dropped 30 on your head. Tyrese Maxey couldn't miss. I don't know. I don't walk away from tonight being as disappointed with the defense as I did with those other three games, especially the first two. The Hornets game, worst defensive performance of the season, by far. Rockets game, also not good. Okay, guys. So a minute left in this game. It's a two-point game. I'm slightly distracted. I'll give you some play-by-play here if we get to the final seconds. Janine says, I'm predicting a win on Sunday. If they play like that, let's go Magic. Again, that's how I feel. Here's Garland for three. Got it. He got it. Cavs up five. 50 seconds to go. Darius Garland. Clutch three. Wow. Timeout Indy. Oh, my goodness. Let's go. Antok says, the refs belong on OBT. And you're exactly right. Horrible tonight. Terrible. Jonathan Sabo says, our youth is showing at the wrong time. I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you, man. Rough. Nuke says, win and we get the division. It's still true. You win on Sunday, you get the division. And depending on what happens with the other games around you, a division and a three-way tiebreaker breaks the tie. So we'll see what happens with the other games on Sunday. Got another super chat here from Meh says, the refs, yeah. Yeah, again, they were not good. They were not good. Ascension says, I'm honestly hurting right now. I understand, guys. Like, I do. Like, it hurts. It really does, you know? Oh, great. They're circling the Magic score on the Cavs broadcast. Thank you for that. I get it, right? Like six, 5 days ago, we were feeling it. We're feeling great, but here we are. Mess is there is no, the refs are awful. There is seriously an agenda. Guys, nights like tonight, I can't blame people that feel that way. I can't. You know? Yeah. I can't blame you. Because some nights like this, it feels so painfully obvious what's going on. It fits the narrative, you know? All right, Pacers have the ball. 45 seconds left. Siakam drives. Hands it off to... It's hard to tell. It's so small. Oh, it gets fouled. Was that Nembhard gets fouled? The game really small on the screen. It's hard to tell. Another super chat here from Meh. Says, Jaylen is a true warrior. 100%, man. Jaylen is an absolute warrior, man. Clearly banged up tonight. Gets hit in like the lower back or the hip. Yeah, that was Nembhard. Fights through it, then has that second collision with Maxey when he's trying to, you know, get the loose ball or the errant pass, whatever you want to call it. Holds that same spot again, but there's no way Jaylen's missing time, right? There's no way. No way. Dizzy says, well, it certainly was the first big playoff-like atmosphere game we didn't make ourselves complete fools in, so that's something to build on, I guess. Yeah. They showed this moment was not too big for them. Like, Philly, again, that was a must-win game for Philly. And they pulled it out. So, credit to the Magic again. It didn't feel like the moment was too big for them. And I was worried about that coming to this game. I really was. Really was. JJ Gaming says, we allowed 40 points in the first. We have the number one defense in the NBA. Hope we can bounce back tomorrow. That first quarter, guys, was insane. Like, the shot-making from the Sixers. Were some of those threes open? Yeah. But Tyrese Maxey also hit two from, like, New Jersey. Like, he was way out there. All right, Cavs up three with the ball. 27 seconds left. Here's Garland driving to his left. Kicks it out to, is that Strews for three? He's fouled on the three. They called that foul. Oh, my goodness. They called a foul on Halliburton on the Max Strews three. Strews is going to get three free throws to make it up to a six-point game. I'm guessing the Pacers don't have a challenge because if they do, they'd have to use it here no matter what. Oh, yeah, he runs right into him. Yeah, that's a foul. That's a horrible, horrible decision by Halliburton. Wow, that's crazy. Oh, man. Soul Train with a super chat. It says, big learning lesson, still need playoff appearance. I hope so. All right. Sorry, I'm taking care of some housekeeping things here. Okay, cool. There's a lot happening right now, guys. There's so much happening, okay? I'm going to go through a couple more of these chats while this game finishes here. There's 24 seconds left. Cavs are up one with a couple more free throws for Max Strews here. We'll see. Janine says, hit the like button for Kevin, our MVP. Janine, thank you so much for that. Appreciate that. If you are hanging out with us, but there's 130 of you, by the way, 131 of you to be exact here. Hit that like button, please. 20 seconds to go. Cavs up five. Pacers ball. Nimhard pulls up for three. It's no good. Cavs rebound. Pacers are going to foul. Oh, this could be huge for the Magic. Huge for the Magic. Oh, there's still hope. Michael Martin says, we missed an opportunity to strike before half when Joe left. 100%. Yeah. That was that. I don't want to say you lost the game there because you didn't. You lost the game in the first quarter and then just couldn't find a way to come back. But that stretch there at the end of the second quarter where you get it down to two, you make a mistake, you get a horrible foul call, and then you get a technical foul. It was a huge turn of events. It was a two-point game, and you had all the momentum in the world, and suddenly it's a five-point swing just like that. Tough. Really, really tough.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Joey says, I told all my non-Magic friends that the Magic would finish with the regular season with the 6th seed, but I don't know now. Hey, the 6th seed is very much in play right now. The 5 seed is still in play. I mean, technically, mathematically, the 4 is too, but more than likely, it's the 5 seed. Cavs get the block. They get it out to, I don't know who that is. Oh, it's an and one. Cavs pulling away. Cavs are going to win this game. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. All right, guys, this is big. This is big. Okay. Getting into the playoffs just got that much easier. Easier is the wrong word. Wrong word. Strike that. Just got that much more possible, okay? If the Pacers won, the likelihood of making the playoffs on Sunday got almost zero, okay? The Cavs winning gives you a huge chance, all right? This is what we're going to do. I'm going to go totally out of order here. I do have to confess, guys, the spreadsheet is dead, okay? If those of you join the show on the regular, you know I have a special spreadsheet. The spreadsheet is dead because I found a new website. And this website does everything that my spreadsheet does, and it does it way better. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to look ahead now that the Cavs won. So I can put here, actually, before I do this, these are the current standings. So right now, you can see Knicks 3, Cavs are going to be 4 with this win. Cavs are 4. They're going to be 3 with this win. Let me check on this Knicks score, actually, because the Knicks game was close too. Knicks are up 3. Oh, gosh. Keep an eye on that. Knicks are only up 3. Okay, they're up 4 now. So Knicks are probably going to win this game. The Grizzlies are down 1. Have you guys seen who the Grizzlies are playing? Okay, focus. Here we go. Look, yeah, by the way, I recommend this website to everybody. Okay, I'm going to put it in the chat right here. Playoffpredictors.com, okay? This is the one, all right? I'm putting it in the chat because you can do your own scenarios on Sunday. It's awesome. Shout out to Nick's Film School, which is a Nick's podcast we're friends with. They're awesome. But they posted this site, and now I've just been living in it for the last couple days. Okay, so look, 76ers, they just beat the Magic, right? We don't care about the Bulls. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, Cavs just beat the Celtics. Knicks look like they're going to hold on here. Heat, Raptors. Let's see what's happening here. I'm assuming the Heat. Yeah, the Heat are blowing them out, as expected. And then, why can't I click on them? Oh, it's down here. That's why. All right, then the Heat. Yeah, we don't care about the Celtics. Okay, so now we're into Sunday's games here. So going into Sunday, this is going to be the standings. Ignore. Oh, wait, I got to do the Bucks too. The Bucks are... Last I checked, they were losing pretty bad to the, yeah. It's not insurmountable lead there, but we're going to say that the Thunder beat the Bucks, okay? So this is what the standings will likely look like going into Sunday. Bucks, Knicks, Cavs, Magic, Pacers, Sixers, Heat, okay? This is what it will likely look like going into Sunday. Is that right? I feel like I'm missing something. I guess that's all the ones that matter. Okay, so then... Worst case scenario, right? Let's say every team wins around the Magic, okay? Now, if the Magic lose, that puts you at 8. Tragic, right? Tragic. That'd be awful. You go to Miami for that 7-8 play-in game. That's if every team around you wins and you lose to the Bucks. If you beat the Bucks, look what happens. You are the 5 seed. And look who you play. Potentially the Milwaukee Bucks, which is wild. Absolutely wild. That's if the Cavs. The biggest thing here is the tiebreaker here, Bucks Cavs. The hard part is because the Bucks lose today to the Thunder, and because the Knicks likely won, they're up 2 and with the ball with 4 seconds left. That means the Bucks have something to play for on Sunday, which is tragic. There was a chance if the Bucks won tonight, I believe they wouldn't have had anything to play for if they won tonight. And now they have everything to play for on Sunday. So you are going to get the Bucks' best shot on Sunday. So it's hard, right? Like, but look around the rest of the teams that are around you. Cavs play the Hornets. They're going to beat the Hornets. Heat play the Raptors. They're going to beat the Raptors. 76ers play the Nets. They're going to beat the Nets. The only one that's questionable is Pacers Hawks. And I'd bet a lot of money the Pacers beat the Hawks, right? The only game that's a toss-up, if you could even call it that, I mean, the Bucks will be favored, is this Bucks Magic game. But this is the difference, guys. If everybody else wins around you and the Bucks win, you are the 8 seed going to Miami on Tuesday. And if you win, you are the 5 seed locking in a playoff berth. Now, let's say the only game I think that's possible loss here is the Hawks. Let's say the Hawks win on Sunday. And the Magic win on Sunday. That puts you down to the 6th seed. But that puts you playing the Cavs, which I'd take that. I'd love to play the Cavs in the first round. Let's say the Bucks win. You're back down to 7. Oh, okay. How about this? That's interesting. If the Pacers lose to the Hawks... You host, and you lose the Bucks. You host the Pacers in the 7-8 game on Tuesday. That's kind of wild. That's interesting. There's a lot of outcomes here that can be messed with, okay? All I know is it is dicey, guys, okay? It's dicey. Do the Magic have postseason basketball on the horizon? Absolutely, they do. They're going to play somebody. However, there is a pretty good chance that this is what it looks like at this point. Oh, wait, I messed up. Where is the... Wait, how did I mess that up? Oh, that's what it is. There's a good chance here that this is what happens. If you lose to the Bucks on Sunday, more than likely you are going to Miami for the 7-8 play-in game. Which is really, really tough pill to swallow. So let's just hope, obviously, first and foremost, Magic win. All right? I guess I should back up. The only other potential toss-up is this Bulls-Knicks game. You never know what Bulls team is going to show up, right? I would bet a ton of money the Knicks would win that game. But let's say the Bulls win that game and you beat the Bucks, you're the 4-5 matchup against the Knicks. Or if you lose to the Bucks and the Knicks lose, it's still 7-8. Anyway, I'm done going through this. There's just a lot of things that can happen. But more than likely, this is what's going to happen, right? It's kind of wild. Kind of wild to look at, all right? I'm going to come back here and look at some of the chats. I was on that for a really long time, and I know there was a couple things that we missed here. Shahin with the super chat said that Gary Turnaway 3 was a beauty. That was amazing. That was really, really fun. Wish it attributed to a victory, you know? And then Michael Mart with another super chat says, we missed an opportunity to strike. Oh, yeah, we talked about that earlier when Joel left. Yeah, that was huge opportunity. We squandered it. Squandered it. All right. Let's see what we got here. Wally says, Bulls also have nothing to play for. The Knicks will beat them. Yeah, probably. Probably right, you know? I'm trying to see. Yeah. Yeah, you're... actually, let me check one thing here really fast. Yeah, you're right. They'll have nothing to play for. But you never know. I mean, the Bulls have a lot of good players, guys. That's the thing. Matrix says, why does it have us ahead of the Sixers when they own the tiebreaker, don't they? Because if it's a three-team tie, three or more teams that are tied on the same record, if there's a division winner in there, they break that tie. So in that one situation where we were ahead of the Sixers with the same record, it was a multi-team tie that put us ahead of the Sixers because we would have won the division if we went on Sunday. Yeah, so we'll see. The guys are going to want to close out on a win at home on Sunday. I have to keep saying it to speak it into existence. I felt in my heart that we would win this game tonight. We almost did. Winning on Sunday would be amazing. But Didal says, I will say the schedule makers did the magic. No favors with this closing schedule. Nope. This Tuesday through Sunday schedule, absolutely brutal. 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 Let's not forget, guys, the Sixers haven't played before tonight. They didn't play since Tuesday. While the Magic went Houston Tuesday, Milwaukee Wednesday, then to Philly. Brutal. Brutal schedule. Alex says, weird games this time of year. You never know what can happen. It's true. It's true. I did not expect the Nets to be in a one-possession game in the final minutes with the Knicks tonight. I thought the Knicks would blow them out. You never know what can happen. Bulls came back against the Wizards. That's interesting. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of which, look at this score. Pistons up 10 on the Mavericks. That's pretty wild. Are the Mavericks locked into... I know they're locked into the 4-5. Are they locked into... No, they weren't locked into the 5. They could have played for home court advantage. Did they actually play their guys tonight? Because, I mean, that's perfect timing when you talk about... Okay, they didn't. Yeah, okay. So that explains that score. Mavs are just content with the 4-5, I guess. Interesting. Being the 5. I thought they could have... I thought there is a scenario because there's two games left. They're down one game. Regardless, doesn't matter. Anyway, yes, you're right. Anything can happen. We'll see what happens on Sunday. It's going to be a wild one. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, let's do this. Soul Train got a super chat here. I forgot divisions existed before this season, right? Isn't that so funny? When you're bad, you're just like, whatever. And then all of a sudden you're good and you're like, I want to be a division champion. Sign me up for that. Break all the three-way ties. That'd be amazing. All right, let's go to the box score, guys, as we always do. We'll just pick through some of this. A lot of really good numbers tonight for some people. Franz tonight, 24, 6-3 with a steal and a block and only one turnover. 9-18 from the field. Pretty good. 1-4 from three. 5-5 from the line. You'll take that. I thought Franz was really, really good, especially early. Got to the rim. Would have liked to see him do that a little more in the second half, but I thought it was a fine night for Franz. Paolo tonight. Definition of a mixed bag, right? He gets 22, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists. So on this half of the column, pretty good. Oh, he's only credited with 2 turnovers. I thought he had more than that. That's surprising. I'm surprised to see that. But regardless, the shooting was an issue, right? 7 of 24 from the field, 2 of 6 from 3, 6 of 9 for the free throw line. All 3, not great. Wendell, we haven't talked about him. He leaves the game early, like super early in this one. Only plays 3 minutes. ruled out for the rest of the game, or questionable, and then doesn't return for the rest of the game with back spasms, who is the second player on the Magic to be dealing with back spasms this week. I guess it's contagious. Gary Harris tonight. Do you get to do like a walk-away three if it's your only three on the night and you end up 1 of 5? I don't know. To be fair, one of them was literally halfway down and didn't go in, so I feel for him on that. Jalen, I thought, was great tonight. 20 points, 7 of 12 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, other than missing 3 free throws, which sucks. 3 of 6 from the free throw line for him. 4 boards, 2 assists, only 1 turnover. Jalen was great. As was mentioned earlier, he kind of showed the whole bag tonight, his whole well-rounded game, got to the rim, knocked down his threes, played good defense, all the things. Goga, obviously the story with Wendell being out, coming in, I thought, obviously struggled early. Like the first couple of possessions, Goga was bad, both ends. But then kind of settled into this game and did a pretty good job on both ends. You know, didn't play a ton in the second half, really, but I thought he did fine. Cole was the biggest mystery to me tonight, guys. Why did Cole play 11 minutes? Why did Cole Anthony play 11 minutes? Especially because when he was in, I didn't think he was bad. Why did Cole Anthony play 11 minutes when we're playing from behind the whole entire night? You need buckets? Why? Why did Cole Anthony only play 11 minutes? I really don't understand that. It was very, very confusing to me. Jonathan Isaac plays just under 27 minutes, which is crazy. Thought he was good on defense, obviously. Offensively, not a great night for him. Tried to force things a couple times. And the open jumpers he did have, he didn't really knock down. Joe Ingles, you know, I mean, 1 of 1 from the field. It was that one layup off the pick and roll with Mo Wagner, ends up with 2 points. Markel, I thought was fine. But Mo Wagner was terrific. Only played 18 minutes tonight. Gets 17 points in 18 minutes. That mojo pick and roll was great, as it so often is. Yeah. Credit to Mo. I thought he was really, really good. Looking at some of the team stats here. Magic win the second and the fourth quarter, but you lose the first and third quarters. That first quarter, again, you just can never climb out of that 13-point deficit. You get 60 points in the paint. You'll take that for sure. 40 bench points. That's good. You're even on turnovers, 11 and 11, and you scored 19 points off their 11 turnovers, which is, you know, not that bad, honestly. It's pretty good. Looking at some shooting stats here, I mean, obviously we know the story. 29% from 3 to 48% from 3 for them. They get 18 threes, you get 8. That's a 30-point differential. That's the game. Add to it, you miss 6 free throws, not great. You are able to crash the offensive glass tonight, which I was pretty happy with, getting 10 of those. Yeah, let's look at some of the other scores around the league. We've already talked about, obviously, the ones that are most important. You know, Magic lose 125 to 113. Here, going to beat the Raptors, no surprise there. Lakers up on the Grizzlies, which is a very tight game considering who the Grizzlies are playing. The Grizzlies injury report had 13 players out today. They are playing 8 players. Their starting lineup is Trey Jameson, GG Jackson, wow, Jake LaRavia. How tall is Jake LaRavia, by the way? 6'7". And then you have GG Jackson, who is 6'9". That's their starting forwards. Wow. Then you have Jordan Goodwin and Scottie Pippen Jr. That is their starting 5 tonight. And they are down 4 to a fully healthy LA Lakers team. That's crazy. Oh, gosh. Okay. Thunder are going to beat the Bucks. Timberwolves only up 4 on the Hawks. That's interesting. Interesting. Would love to see the Hawks play like that on Sunday. Nuggets only up 6 on the Spurs. Look at these scores, guys. You're right. It's kind of silly season, you know? Some crazy things. But down here, Bulls beat the Wizards. Celtics beat the Hornets, and they rested everybody. They rested everybody, the Celtics did. Cavs beat the Pacers. Knicks beat the Nets. Looking at the standings, obviously we've gone through this a little bit, but as it stands right now, all of the important games around the Magic, except for the Bucks, have gone final. So the Magic now find themselves 3 games back from New York. So New York, you're not going to catch New York, obviously. 2 games back of Cleveland. So, yeah, you can't catch Cleveland. You're tied with Indy. You're tied with Sixers. You own that tiebreaker right now because you are leading the division. And then you got Miami, who's a game and a half back. Pending the result of their game, they'll be a game back after their game goes final. So, yeah, it's dicey, guys. It's dicey. This is what getting rid of this right here. This is what I expect to happen on Sunday. I expect all of those teams to win. Cavs beat the Hornets. Pacers beat the Hawks. Heat beat the Raptors. Knicks beat the Bulls. Sixers beat the Nets. All Magic fans should expect this on Sunday. You should go into Sunday with full expectation of this. So it comes down to the Magic, right? You got to win. You got to win on Sunday to get a straight shot into the playoffs. You cannot rely on these other games, right? You just can't do it. That's what it's going to take, guys. It's kind of crazy that we're here, that we're at this point, but here we are. Here we are. All right, a couple more things from the chat here before we call tonight. By the way, there's still over 140 of you here. If you are hanging out with us at 10 o'clock on this Friday night, please hit the like button. Like, we're really, obviously, I keep talking about ramping up for the postseason. I hope we have a long postseason, guys. We always want more Magic fans to find our community, and so the best way to do that is to hit the like button. It helps YouTube. YouTube sees that and goes, hey, this must be some good content. Let's share it with other people that are looking for Orlando Magic content. And so we'll see. Was AB injured? No. Nope. AB's not injured. He just does not get to play, which is questionable. Has been all season, or the last third of the season, I guess I should say, because he played a lot in the middle third of the season. Free AB, 100%. I'm with you. All right, guys. Bulletproof Tiger says, doesn't seem we can rely on the Magic. Doesn't seem like we can rely on the Magic in a must-win situation. We have not been able to this week. That is for sure. Axis says, if Bucks win, they play the Sixers, do they tank for Magic in the first round? Probably not. Because if you're the 4-5, which that's what they would be, if you're the 4-5, you end up playing Boston in the second round, and I don't think they want that. I don't think they want that. Here's the other part of Sunday, guys. All the games start at the same time. All Eastern Conference games start at 1 o'clock. So you can't really do a lot of scoreboard watching. I mean, you can kind of do it if it's a blowout, but these teams aren't going to be sitting here scheming about matchups if all the games are close. So we'll see. All right, guys. I think it's probably going to do it for me tonight. So it's interesting, right? I feel better than I did on Wednesday, which is surprising, right? Because technically now, I mean, like the odds are totally against the Magic. They're totally against the Magic, right? All those teams that you need to lose are going to be favored, and you're going to be the underdog going into Sunday's game, right? All the odds are against the Magic, and yet I feel better than I did. Just because I feel like if we play like this on Sunday, we're going to have a chance. I think you can make a couple more of those threes. You'll be at home. Kia Center will be rocking, which, by the way, guys, if you're going to be at that game on Sunday, you have to treat it like an absolute do-or-die playoff game. We need 100% out of you on Sunday. 100%. It has to be. It's a win. It's a must-win game, right? We say it a lot, but this one really is a must-win game. So if you're going to be there on Sunday, bring it, okay? Got to bring it. That's going to do it. Hard to believe we have one more game in the regular season left. Game 82 on Sunday. It's an early tip time, guys. 1 p.m. Eastern, okay? And you know we're going to be here right after that game, all right? So don't miss it. It's going to be fun, but it's going to be dicey, all right? One more game of the regular season. We'll be back here on Sunday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Until then, let's go, Matt.